As we turn to prayer this morning, I would invite us to remember Pastor Faith and Mike Boozer and the students who are on their way to Crescent City. They will be there all week. Let's just remember to be praying for them throughout the week as well. Let's pray. Holy God, we thank you so much for bringing us here this morning, for gathering us in this place and in this moment to worship you. Thank you for the many different ways that you provide for us, friends and family, an incredible place to live, and seasons like summer to remind us to enjoy what we have been given. While we are grateful, we're also worried. Worried about family members. Worried about loved ones. Worried about our country. Worried about our church. Remind us to bring those worries to you and to lay them at your feet. And now, loving God, in these next few moments of silence, we want to do just that. Lord, receive our worries. Hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for the SYF team who are on their way to serve this week, asking that you'd move in mighty ways in their lives and in the lives of those who they're serving alongside. We pray for Faith, Mike, Brady, Kyle, Allie, Ella, Rebecca, Samantha, Calvin, Sloan, Austin, and Charlie. Keep them safe. Be with their families. Remind them that they are loved. God, we also pray for those who are fighting illnesses and ailments of all kinds in our community. For Damien, Bill, Mike, Evelyn, our friend Katie, and so many more. Lord, may your healing hand be felt, and may rest and comfort be found in you. God, we pray all these things in the way that your Son Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.